Lingua Mundi. Building a language-agnostic map of meaning from open lexical data. A spoken reading. Studio Voice. Welcome. This is an audio recording of a technical research paper, prepared so that it can be heard as well as read. About this recording. The voice you are hearing is synthetic, generated entirely by computer, and the recording was made for accessibility. The full text of the paper, with its tables, references, appendices, and clickable sources, lies on the paper's webpage. What you will hear is a listening first adaptation, the same story, dates, numbers, and honesty, arranged for the ear rather than the eye. A word about the document itself, so that nothing is hidden. The paper is a preliminary draft, written with the help of artificial intelligence, at the direction of its author, Rachel Hernandez Hernandez, an independent researcher and translator based in Tabasco, Mexico, working under the name RHLS Studio. It is not the final publication, the author's own human-authored paper is still in development. Every fact, figure, and quotation traces to a dated primary source, conversation logs, project journals, the software repository, and direct measurements of the live database, and those sources are listed in the paper's appendix. Nothing in this draft has been peer-reviewed, and no claim in it should be treated as final wording. The printed page uses three small labels, an H for a fact verified against a dated source or measurement, an O for an attributed interpretation or opinion, and NV for a statement that could not be verified. In this recording, we rarely say those labels out loud. When a fact has been checked, we say it was verified, or that the records show it. When something is uncertain, we say so plainly, this is not yet verified, the records disagree, the reason is unexplained. Please hear those phrases as the careful language they are. This project would rather show an open question than pretend to have an answer. One convention for listeners. The paper explains its technical terms the first time they appear, and so does this recording. When a term like lexeme, synset, or materialized view first comes up, we pause to say in plain words what it means. Miss a term, and you can listen again, or find it in the glossary on the page. So what is lingua mundi? In one sentence, a free and open map of meaning, a database that stores ideas, not just words. The idea of domestic cat is stored once, and each language attaches its own words to it, gato in Spanish, cat in English, Nico in Japanese. Six languages are live: English, Spanish, French, German, Portuguese, and Japanese, built over about 10 months by one person on one laptop from the year 2014, with a budget of zero, using only open data. The reading ahead follows the paper, how the idea was born in December 2025, the background it builds on, the design and the engineering, including the bug that briefly hid the English word cat from its own meaning, the StarMap interface and the 2014 machine the studio affectionately calls the potato, and finally the project's honest state in September 2026. There are seven more parts, in the paper's own order. Part 2 is the abstract. Let us begin.